This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live in Texas, or certainly out here in California, or even in some parts of the Midwest, you have heard perhaps from your electricity company about spikes in demand and not enough power generation because of hot weather maybe, or maintenance, or what have you. And maybe they've also mentioned rolling blackouts if supply can't keep up. That is the new electricity reality here in a warming climate of demand consistently outpacing supply. So some providers, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, are trying to figure out a better model.
In Texas, there's a window of time that power plants can shut down for maintenance. ERCOT, the state's grid operator, dictates that they do so between September 15th and May 15th, when traditionally the weather here is relatively mild.
Well, it just so happens that summer came a couple weeks early this year, and we were caught with a lot of our power plants actually offline.
Joshua Rhodes is a research associate at the University of Texas at Austin. He says in terms of capacity, the state should be okay, and he's cautiously optimistic that utilities won't have to implement rolling blackouts this week, but
things do look tight. This is a little early in the season to be this tight, so it's a little unnerving.
After a winter storm 2 years ago that left hundreds dead and millions without power, Texas lawmakers passed laws to shore up its power grid and invest in new supply, much of it fueled by natural gas. Critics are dubious.
Dozens of really large centralized power plants that burn fossil fuels to shore up your grid is a losing proposition.
Doug Lewin is president of Stoic Energy Consulting. He says lawmakers are trying to solve 21st century problems with 20th century solutions.
So I think we should be rethinking models. Nobody's figured this out.
And he says everyone's trying to come up with a solution. California has a different approach from Texas, mandating more of that state's electricity come from renewables instead of letting the market decide. Some have expressed concern about whether the grid there is ready for all that renewable energy. But Brian Taroja, a researcher at the University of California, Irvine, says that's the wrong question to ask.
What we should talk about is not so much the question of whether the grid is ready for it, quote unquote, but what are the steps that need to be taken to accommodate these new resources?
Because he says building the solar plants, wind farms, and battery storage is the first part of the equation. Then states have to build the infrastructure to get that electricity from the power plants into people's homes and businesses. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.